Some Thanksgiving football on K107.1. Coverage will start at 9 o'clock. The kickoff around 11:30 as the Packers head to Detroit to take on the Lions. And I always love the Thanksgiving Day games if they win. You always hate them when they lose. Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. You don't want to have your Thanksgiving ruined. I still have flashbacks to a Thanksgiving that Dre Bly ruined for me some years ago. So it seems, though, Brian, that this may be another ruined Thanksgiving based on the predictions. I think the Packers about a 6.5-point dog. It doesn't look too good for our chances at Ford Field.
Odds of the Packers winning probably aren't as good without Aaron Rodgers playing, and that's what it looks like it will be on Thursday. That the Packers have left open this slim possibility that he'll play. He actually practiced on Tuesday for the first time since breaking his collarbone, so that was seen as a step in the right direction. But head coach Mike McCarthy had said that, he said earlier in the week the chances of Aaron Rodgers were slim to none, and then he says on Tuesday that they're closer to none, so it doesn't look like it's going to happen, and thus Packers going to have a tough road ahead of them.
What about the idea that maybe Flynn starts and they don't, and they put Rodgers in as the backup and then put Tolzien as the inactive quarterback? Would they do that?
I can't see him doing that. I think Aaron Rodgers is either active or he's not, and if he's healthy enough to play, he will play. I just think with 10 days between their next game after Thanksgiving and then the game against the Falcons, I think that's the point you're looking at where Aaron Rodgers will return. He's got a nice long break here, a little bit more R&R for him to get that broken collarbone healed, and that's the game he'll return.
When he first got hurt against the Bears, they said maybe 4 to 6 weeks. So you look ahead at the calendar, and you were hoping that he'd come back for this game. I kept saying it'd be the Atlanta game, which it looks like it will be. But just because it's too short of a rest, you have a team coming off a five-quarter game with that overtime. And the Lions specifically, I was worried about Rodgers having to come back against the Lions. A real nasty team. We're all familiar with Ndamukong Suh and how nasty he can be. Josh Sitton was on WSSP on Tuesday, and I want to play the audio of that. Josh Sitton did not hold any punches back when it came to how he felt about the Detroit Lions.
You know, their entire defense takes cheap shots all the time. I mean, that's what they do. That's who they are. They're a bunch of dirtbags. They're scumbags. I mean, that's how they play, and that's how they're coached. You know, that starts with their freaking coach. Starts with the head coach, Schwartz. He's a too. I wouldn't want to play for him. And you know, it starts with him and their D coordinator and the D line coach. They're all just scumbags, and so are the D line.
So there you go, Brian. There's some bulletin board material for you.
Absolutely. Josh Sitton probably overstepped his boundaries quite a bit in saying this. I mean, had he just limited his comments to Ndamukong Suh, nobody probably would have taken that much umbrage given the all the, you know, that's transpired from that stomp that happened 2 years ago and all the fines he's accumulated from other games in the NFL. But he kind of, you know, went beyond that and talked about their coaching staff and pretty much the entire Lions defense. And that's where Josh Sitton went wrong here and applied being a scumbag to, you know, half the Lions team, which really isn't true. So, you have your thoughts about who might be else dirty on that team. I know Nick Fairley comes to mind as well, but if you're Josh Sitton, just take the high road. That's all you got to do because now he's going to have to deal with this for the next week or so.
Well, it was the Lions that one game where I think it was Dominic Riola was taunting the band members and stuff. So they've had a history, but yeah, Josh probably could have, not gone that route. As if this rivalry didn't need any more to it. It's going to be kind of a physical and a gruesome game tomorrow. And you look at who's matched up against who, and you take Matt Flynn and the Packers defense, which can't stop Toby Gerhardt, and you match him up against Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Reggie Bush, and the prospects for a win seem to be slim, I think, for me.
Yeah, I agree. This is a team, the first time the Packers faced them, didn't have Calvin Johnson. If you remember, that came back early in the season. The Packers won at Lambeau Field, but the Lions were without their best player. So, you know, on paper at least, they're now a better team than they were back then, and the Packers are a dinged-up defense. I mean, they're dinged-up on offense, too, but, you know, Sam Shields has missed a few weeks, and there's kind of a question, will he play this week? And they could certainly use him in a game where they got a matchup against Megatron and the rest of the Detroit Lions offense, but it's not looking good. I will predict the Packers' loss on the road. I do think home field advantage is so important in this league, and I say it's somewhere in the realm of 30-24 Lions. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope we discuss it when we come back, but how wrong I was. But, it's not looking good for the Packers right now.
Hope you're wrong, too, because if they lose, they're going to be a game and a half back at Detroit. They only got four to play, and, this is a must win. They have to win this game. Otherwise, I think it's pretty much over. Maybe you lose this game, you rest Rodgers maybe another couple weeks, throw him back in at the end just for posterity. I don't know. I feel the season comes down to the Thanksgiving Day game.
It really does. I mean, this is a game that that even though they might not be mathematically eliminated, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they are, because it's a division opponent. And your chances of winning the NFC North basically go out the window. Yeah, the Packers have one game left against the Bears, but, you know, then you give the Detroit Lions the game and a half edge, and it's just probably unlikely from there on out. The Packers would probably have to win out the whole rest of the season, which, you know, would maybe be possible with Aaron Rodgers, but they're really going to want to win this game on Thursday.
We'll see what happens. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.